with the soundtrack music. You're locked into the show reeking of whiskey, cheap perfume, and bad decisions. The one and only Barn Burner, slinging the greasier side of rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and country like a side order of chili fries. Hallelujah. Hey, we got a ticket giveaway for the Ryan Bingham Show happening at the venue here in Vancouver later on in the show. So stick around for that. Speaking of shows, these next kids are playing the Vogue Theater on the 18th of February. I'm talking about the Sadies. Here's Another Day Again from their latest album, Darker Circles. And you're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Thank you.
If it ain't rocking, I just don't want to listen to it. That is the Blue Shadows featuring Billy Cowsell from their legendary On the Floor of Heaven double album. Before that, we had a Texan made good in California, Bobby Fuller with the Bobby Fuller 4. The name of that song was Never to Be Forgotten from the seminal album from the mid-60s, I Fought the Law. Everything on that record is killer. So if you don't have it, you should go out and get it. And before that, we had, after the Sadies, a band called Jail Weddings. They really have a Southside Johnny in the Southside Johnny kind of feel, maybe early Bruce Springsteen kind of sound. The name of that track was Tough Love, and the name of the album is Love is Lawless. And obviously, we had the Sadies before that. Let's get into some hardcore honky tonk. This is the legendary Lefty Frizzell, instrumental in basically every country singer that came after him, and very, very instrumental in the Bakersfield sound. The name of the track is I'm an Old, Old Man Trying to Live. and trying to live while I can. And I'm going to dedicate this one to my wife. So here's a little Lefty Frizzell for you.
Said an old man to a good-looking girl, well, I've been around this big wide world. That home on the hill, well, honey, that's mine. I've got the money and got lots of time. I'm not too old to cut the mustard anymore. I can still get around like I did before. So come along with me, my sweet, sweet hon. I'm an old, old man searching for fun. There's not a town that this a boy can't paint. I can make all the clubs just any old night. I may be a little old, but I'm doing all right. Wanna have fun, have someone along to help me spend my money. Cause you don't live but once, so please understand that I'm an old, old man trying to live all I can.
CITR 101.9 FM and Timber are proud to present two excellent shows at the Rickshaw. February 17th, it's Best Coast and Waves with special guests No Joy. You'd be crazy to miss these two California-based indie noise poppers. And hey, maybe that guy from Waves will freak out on stage or even get arrested. It's always a possibility. February 19th, don't miss the legendary Yola Tango, who will spin a wheel before your very eyes to determine their set list. You heard me correctly. Tickets to both shows are available in advance from Red Cat, Scratch, Zulu, Highlife, Ticketweb.ca, and Victoria's Ditch Records. Check out Best Coast and Waves February 17th and Yola Tango February 19th. Both shows are at the Rickshaw and are proudly presented by Timber and CITR 101.9 FM.
Tying people down to class when everyone ones of shade of green that suffers in the grasp of greed. People all around are starting to begin to understand that here and now is what we're living in. Yesterday is gone so that a new day can begin. It seems there's been a change of direction in the wind. There's no time for the delusion, no use for stealing dreams. No time for the intentions when you say let freedom ring. Foreign land. No time for the reflection without recognizing crimes. No time for all the rules that limit human equal rights to this day. When people all around are starting to begin to understand that here and now can be powered by the wind. Yesterday is gone so that a new day can begin. It seems there's been a change of direction. In the wind.
That was Ryan Bingham with Direction of the Wind from the album Junkie Star. The first caller in to get this trivia question right. What is the name of Ryan Bingham's backup band? What is the name of his backup band? First person to call in at 604-822-2487. That is 604-822-CITR. We'll win a pair of tickets to go see Ryan Bingham at the venue on February 20th. That's a Sunday. If you think you know the answer, give me a shout. The question, what is Ryan Bingham's backup band called? Anyways, if you want to call in, 604 again, 822-2487. You go right ahead and you do that. All right. Up next, we've got a band who released an album in the early 70s that turned into a bit of a cult classic because of how rare it was and how hard it was to find later on in the 80s and 90s. Talking about a band called Louie and the Lovers. Now, the name of the album was called Rise, and story goes that Doug Salm from the Sir Douglas Quintet, his wife was friends with the bass player and used to bring the kids over. And while the kids were chumming around the band house, stole one of the cassette tapes, brought it over to Doug Salm's house, and started playing it on their cassette track, which was probably pretty big technology in the early 70s. At any rate, Doug really liked what he heard, ended up taking these young lads over, who included Louie Ortega, who was the chief songwriter and lead guitarist, over to his connections with Epic, and they recorded an album called Rise, and it is the perfect blend of Tex-Mex rock and roll, CCR, and the Byrds. So let's take a listen to that. This is Louie and the Lovers. The name of the album is Rise, and the name of the track is I Know You Know. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We'll be right back.
Stone faces don't lie. Baby, when you're high. Stone faces don't lie. Baby, when you're high. Other day, saw a picture of an old friend of mine. Back to days when things they were so mellow.
See Film Society for their weekly movie screenings in the Subs Norm Theater every Wednesday to Sunday.
This week's screenings are...
The Norm is closed for reading week, but Wednesday the 23rd through Sunday the 27th, it's Made in Dagenham at 7 p.m. and Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1 at 9:15 p.m.
Tickets are $2.50 for members and $5 for non-members. For more details and membership information, visit ubcfilmsociety.com. See you at the movies!
Could you guess the underlying theme running through those two songs, those last two songs? That was John Wesley Coleman. And the name of the track was Get High Babe. And the name of the album is Bad Lady Goes to Jail. It's off Garner Records. The whole album is in the red. He is truly the trash can troubadour. And another song about being stoned, the Sir Douglas Quintet. With Stone Faces Don't Lie, who with the obviously the head songwriter there was Doug Sam, aforementioned, with his connection to Louis and the Lovers. And the name of that album, actually, is The Return of Doug Saldana, which came out in about 1971. And yeah, we continued on with the Tex-Mex stuff after Louis and the Lovers with Hacienda. From San Antonio, the name of the track, Apples, and the name of the album, Big Red and Barbacoa. Incidentally, I think my question was too hard for the Ryan Bingham trivia contest. So anybody who wants to call in and win those tickets, you go right ahead and do so. I'm going to throw the trivia question right out the door. So first caller in gets two tickets to go see Ryan Bingham. Oh, good. Okay, maybe the question was a little hard. I'm already getting lights up the wazoo here from the phone. Okay, well, let's continue on with the garagey stuff. This next track is from Alabama's own Dan Sartain with his new album, Dan Sartain Lives. The name of the track is Doing Anything I Say. You're listening to The Barn Burner on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Beautiful lover, don't wanna talk to your mother, no, no, no. soccer team right here. If you want my love, don't fight it. I dig you, baby, and I just can't hide it. Come over here and let me groove it. Come on, baby, and try it. Ow! Got a loving man on your hand, baby. Yeah, yeah. Got a loving man on your hand right now. Yeah, yeah. This is me. I'm the beautiful lover. Don't wanna talk to your mother. No, no, no. Don't want to suck and jive and cross our league, but you know I'm gonna please you, all right. Come on. Got a loving man on your hand, baby. Got a loving man on your hand now, baby. Yeah. I wanna can you feel it one time now.
All right, that was Little Junior Parker with Lovin' Man on Your Hands from the Mercury Sessions. Congratulations to Larry Krogh, who won the two tickets to go see Ryan Bingham on February 20th. So congratulations, Larry. Yeah, I think it's going to be a hell of a show. So everybody, if you haven't got tickets, go and check that out. Yeah, I think they're $16 at Red Cat and Zulu, so very reasonably priced as well. Picture this. 18-year-old Bobby the Badger Ferris going to the legendary King Eddie Blues Bar. He had just turned 18, and yeah, my dad took me to go see King Biscuit Boy and the legendary Crowbar. You know, first time kind of in that type of environment down in Calgary. I'm sipping on my Warthog Ale, having a really good time, and King Biscuit Boy and Crowbar come out and blow everybody away with their first five songs. and as he finishes the first part of his set, King Biscuit Boy, who had a pretty accelerated drinking problem at that time, basically falls off the stage and goes to the bar for another round while the rest of the band kind of sorts himself out for the rest of the show. I go to the washroom, and my dad flags down Kelly J from Crowbar. And as he's talking with Kelly, my dad says, well, you know, great set. You know, my kid, he plays a little bit too. And Kelly goes, well, what does he play? My dad's like, well, he plays a little bit of harmonica. And Kelly's like, that's great. So as I return from the bathroom, I see Kelly J sitting with my dad. And I sit down and I'm like, wow, Mr. J, that's a hell of a set, start of the set you put on. And he said, Bob, he says, your dad tells me that you play a little. And I said, yeah, I sure do. And Kelly J asks, well, what do you play? And I say, center. Because he totally wants to learn about my burgeoning junior career at the time. So anyways, one of my more awkward rock and roll moments. But anyways, this next track, Karina Karina, is was done by King Biscuit Boy and Crowbar, and turned into a minor hit for them in Canada. If anybody else has an interesting rock and roll anecdote, yeah, give me a shout. 604-822-2487. This was one of the first songs they played in that infamous set. This is Karina Karina, and yeah, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I would trade your love. burn, baby, gotta burn the sand.
CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
All right. That was Roy Buchanan with The Messiah Will Come Again from a self-titled 1972 album. That one goes out to my bud Rick on Vancouver Island, who basically has been chatting a lot about Roy Buchanan on a banana message forum. And I think that that's amazing. A, because you never know what you're going to chat about on the internet. And B, how internet talk can go from growing bananas on Vancouver Island or elsewhere into one of the most underrated blues guitarists of all time. Roy Buchanan, of course, very influential in the guitar stylings of Robbie Robertson, Jeff Beck, Billy Gibbons, to name a few. Some of his instrumental recordings and recordings with guest vocalists in the early 70s were mind-blowing. Stripped down, not very heavily orchestrated, which is nice. You could really kind of hear the genius of what he was doing. All right, let's see. Coming up next, we have the new... a solo album from our friend Eddie Spaghetti from the Super Suckers. The name of the album is Sundowner, and this is my first listen to it, so I'm pretty excited. He does a cover of the Dwarves classic Everybody's Girls, and that's what we're going to listen to right now. So, this is Eddie Spaghetti, lead bassist and songwriter for the Super Suckers from his new album Sundowner. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
She calls me on the phone, says she's all alone, yeah, need somebody there. Crystal sees into the future, tells me that she's not so sure that Roger really cares. I sit and wonder if we are sharing a different world. Naked emotions, the world around me swirl. I'm in love with everybody's girl. See Brenda there with Blue, she's giving him food. Oh, but Kelly's standing by. Oh, and here comes my mad Donna. Ask her, do you want her? But I'd never even try. I sit and wonder if we are sharing a different world. And all these TV emotions are making my genitals twirl. I'm in love with everybody's girl. Everybody's girl. Everybody's girl. Ah, yeah. Everybody's girl. I'd rather choose my
feel mine before I